My name is Mario, like my father. I entered this world in 1932. The place? Milano. They were tough times and my family was only too happy to get rid of me. And soon enough, Senor Sarfati, one of the most fashionable men in town, took me off their hands. He enjoyed carrying me on his shoulders and parading around with me. All the ladies would come and give me loving caresses because I was so soft to the touch. And of course, Sarfati loved the attention. As I grew older, I was left more and more on my own. The fascists began deporting Jews and other minorities, and Sarfati was suddenly gone. Fortunately, I was one day rescued by a Hungarian street musician named Janos. He used to play for kings and princes at the Royal Opera House in Budapest. But a brutal interrogation in Vienna cost him the ring finger of his left hand and his musical career. Now, he entertains street crowds for pennies and cheap cigarettes. Janos was no longer a virtuoso, but the handicap gave him a bittersweet sound that was only his. His violin whispered and cried like no other. Cried for us, for Europe, for the world. Now Janos was on the run, but he did not leave me behind. The border to France was closed, so we took a small boat with other refugees to Nice, and then by train to Paris. Oh, Paris. The lights, the smells, the incredible beauty and the reckless joie de vivre of those nervous times. If time could stand still, those were the days I would have frozen and lived in forever. No war, no death and starvation, no deportation. But time did move on, and we were forced to as well. Lisboa was the harbor of freedom for so many, and we were among the lucky 200,000 Europeans that found passage from here over the Atlantic to America. The new world was kind to Janos, who found work in the restaurants and dinner clubs of Manhattan. In the start, I always came along, but then less and less, staying at home more and more, for years nearly forgotten and then finally thrown away. But one day in the late 80s, a Norwegian pop star walked into a store in Soho. I happened to be hanging out there just then. We met. We left together and became inseparable. And now I experience the world in a completely new way. First class, with screaming fans, limousines and paparazzi. What a time. But the rock and roll circus can last only so long. And we finally settled down on a big farm near Oslo. One day, he saw us in the mirror together and said that sadly, we no longer fit. So here I am. If you need someone different and colorful, who has led a very rich life, I am still in good shape, and I can be yours. My name is Mario, Mario Prada. I am a sweater. Come and find me at Fretex.